Washington, D.C. is considered one of the choral capitals of the world, among its other assets. The district has more than 100 choruses. Some are professional, others volunteer. All can spend months perfecting just one piece of music. But in the summertime, the New Dominion Chorale sponsors a series of one-night-only sing-alongs. No auditions, no rehearsals, no experience necessary. This year, the program is made up of requiems, and each performance is a chance for those people who are Pavarottis in their own minds to step out of the shower and sing. Weekend Edition's Claudine LaMonaco has this report.
Inside the lobby of Western Presbyterian Church, volunteers hand out well-worn scores of Giuseppe Verdi's Requiem. Second base McKinney Russell sits on a wooden bench and buries his head in a score. Like many people here tonight, he's only heard Verdi's Requiem before. He's never sung it.
This is an exciting way of sort of doing it yourself.
Russell is a retired Foreign Service officer. He'd sung as a young man in college and only recently started singing again.
After listening to, the Bolshoi and the Munich Opera and all kinds of Beijing, the places I've served, I've heard an awful lot of music over the years, and it's quite good fun to discover when one is no longer quite so young that you can make music yourself. You don't have to rely on what you hear others do.
Russell has come to participate in a 25-year-old Washington tradition of summer sing-alongs, where anybody who wants to can come and sing some of the greatest works of choral music. Tonight, there's a record crowd, mostly 30-somethings and above. Many are professionals from Capitol Hill. One woman shows up in her postal uniform. They trickle into the large stone church and find a place behind wooden pews in their proper section. Sopranos and altos up front, basses and tenors in the back. Altogether, they are 250 strong. Thomas Beveridge, a well-known Washington-area conductor, leads the group tonight. From the altar, he asks how many have sung the piece before. He suggests those that haven't might want to nuzzle up to someone who has. Verdi's Requiem, he tells them, is the Mount Everest of choral works.
There have been performances with 2,000 singers and 500 people in the orchestra and stuff like that. There's a great story about how Toscanini was, of course, Toscanini was a protege of Verdi, and his performances of the Verdi Requiem were legendary. But he wanted to have the world's largest bass drum for a performance in Carnegie Hall, and they found one down at some Texas marching band. had this 20-foot bass drum or something like that, and they brought it all the way up in a special freight car, and they couldn't get it through the door. So now it's your turn.
Conductor Thomas Beveridge.
These are amateur singers. This is not their day job. This is what they do for recreation and for their spiritual growth. I think a lot of people do this rather than go to church because it is a spiritual experience.
The solo parts of the Requiem are so challenging. Beveridge hired professional singers to help out. Amateur alto Shannon Finney came tonight to sing in the chorus. But she says the heart of this Requiem is in the soaring solo lines.
My favorite is the Lacrimosa, Lacrimosa dies irae. It hums to you. And when I first listened to this Requiem when I was 9 years old, that was the part that struck me, and it still at 30-something strikes me anew every time I hear it and get to sing it. I used to go home and pantomime the mezzo-soprano solo. And there you are singing it, and your whole body is just shaking with just how awesome these words are and how awesome this man must have been to have been able to find such beauty within himself, so that beautiful enough that I could see it still 100 years removed.
When Verdi debuted his Requiem 130 years ago, it scandalized the church. It was too passionate, too dramatic, more like an opera for the dead than a mass. Tonight, that passion spilled over the pews of Western Presbyterian, turning amateurs into a mighty chorus.
What I enjoy about amateur singers is that they are having this experience, and they don't realize sometimes until they actually hear a recording of what they've done, of really how good they can be.
For National Public Radio, this is Claudine Lomonaco.
And this is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.